Hollywood Reporter revises Killers of the Flower Moon story calling U.S. land occupied after Breitbart article. By David Ng on January 25, 2024. The Hollywood Reporter has stealth edited one of its Oscar nominations stories about Killers of the Flower Moon after Breitbart News reported that the trade publication described the United States as occupied land. On Tuesday, THR ran a story about actress Lily Gladstone receiving an Oscar nomination, describing her as the first Native American acting nominee, while at the same time noting this is not altogether true. A subheadline for the article stated, "Other indigenous actors have been nominated in the past, but the Killers of the Flower Moon star is the first to come from the land now occupied by the United States." THR stealth edited the subheadline on Wednesday after Breitbart News ran its story. The subheadline now omits any reference to occupied land and simply reads, "The nomination for the Killers of the Flower Moon star represents another indigenous milestone." No correction or editor's note about the word occupied has been added to the story. THR's article was written by its senior editor of diversity and inclusion, Rebecca Sun, who didn't reply to questions sent to her by Breitbart News. It remains unclear if Sun wrote the original subheadline or if it was the work of another editor. Sun's official THR biography states that she oversees equity and representation at the publication. Using the word occupied to describe U.S. land implies that the U.S. illegitimately governs land inhabited by Native Americans. The word has become a favorite term for left-wing proponents of decolonization, which seeks to cast white people and Westerners as evil, and non-whites as their victims. The simplistic ideology also seeks to reverse centuries of Western progress, presumably with the goal of returning the world to a pre-colonial state. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.